Thank you and good morning. Dozens of law enforcement personnel descended on a property on Iron Peak Road in Laytonville yesterday after a man called 911 and said that at least seven armed men had arrived to steal marijuana and shot the caller's wife and may have shot his son early yesterday morning. The Mendocino County SWAT team was dispatched to the scene along with other law enforcement personnel, and they found nothing at the site. No armed robbers, no woman suffering from a gunshot wound, and after a short search, officers contacted a person on the property who said that armed men had been on the property earlier but had fled the scene and done so without shooting anyone. The incident remains under investigation. On Tuesday, the city of Eureka was awarded a $323,000 grant to continue the construction of the Humboldt Bay Trail between Eureka and Arcata, and yesterday it was the city of Arcata's turn. Arcata announced that it has received $550,000 from the Coastal Conservancy, which was meeting in Eureka. The grant is the final funding needed to complete the 13-mile trail that will provide a safe Class 1 ADA accessible trail along Highway 101 in the bay between the two cities. The total cost of the trail is $4.6 million, and a start date for the Arcata portion of the trail has not yet been determined. Governor Jerry Brown has signed into law Senate Bill 813 that removes the statute of limitations for the prosecution of rape cases. Existing law imposed a 10-year limit on prosecutions, but the bill was easily passed through the legislature, and it will go into effect January 1st and only be applied to crimes that are committed after that date. The bill was one of several the governor signed this week. He also signed SB 438 that advances the creation of a statewide earthquake warning system to be managed by the governor's Office of Emergency Services. Earlier this year, the governor directed $10 million to Cal OES for the state's prototype system called Shake Alert. The governor also approved an electronic online reporting system to track violent deaths in the state through the State Department of Public Health. He also signed Assembly Bill 2770 that will require retail outlets that sell tobacco products to have a separate license for each retail location and to add a renewal fee that will be funneled into enforcement and tracking efforts for tobacco sellers. Jordan Christmas has news from Humboldt State.
Humboldt State University released its annual Cleary Act crime report from the 2015 year. According to the report, there were more than 120 disciplinary referrals issued for drug violations, two arrests made for possessing illegal weapons, as well as eight burglaries. There were also four cases of rape reported on campus, which is up from three reported in 2014.
Thank you, Jordan. The Friends for Life Animal Rescue in McKinleyville has stepped up to cover the cost of the surgery needed by a dog rescued from a rest stop along Highway 101 on Monday. Ricky the dog has a broken leg, and the surgery needs a specialist with the closest in Medford, Oregon. Friends for Life estimates the cost at $2,800, and those who were prepared to donate to the sheriff's office are encouraged to make donations to Friends for Life to help defray the expenses. Donations can be made to the county animal shelter or to Friends for Life in McKinleyville. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Most of the recent talk regarding housing and affordable housing has centered around finding places for the homeless to live. Greg Foster, the executive director at REDEC, talked about the need for more housing for the workforce, recent graduates, young adults just beginning their careers. Foster said on Talk Shop yesterday that his research shows that young people want to live and work in the same area in the urban centers, and the lack of affordable or even available housing is a hurdle.
The housing situation, I think, is really gotten to the point where, you know, we need a serious conversation. Set the politics aside and really look at what the housing situation is.
Foster was candid when he said he has a lot more questions about how to fix the problem than he has answers. But he said it's an issue that needs to be addressed immediately. The high cost of housing impacts the workforce of every business in the county.
What I'm hearing from a lot of the younger folks who are in that category, you know, they're educated, they want to be here, they've either left school and come back, or they came here for school and decided to stay, is that they're having a heck of a time finding a place to live. And it's not just them. I'm hearing it from, you know, my work through the Hospital Foundation and others. It's just like, we don't have places for people.
Greg Foster had much more to say about housing and the local economy, and you can listen to his entire talk shop appearance by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.